number one. 5 4 said freeze, and I got numb. Can I tell him never really never had a gun? But it's the wax that the Terminator X fun. Got it, got me in a cell, cause my records they sell. Cause a brother like me said, well,
Podzilla 1985, Mr. 100, the five-star man. It's Tuesday, August 30th, 2016. Shannon Young back here with you, Mr. 100. We got the five-star man down there at the end of the table.
All five.
Ali Hebert to the right of us.
Hello.
And for the fourth week in a row, which is really something because this man and I got into a really heated debate today.
It's true.
Very heated debate. I was literally boiling with angry. I have my skin has boils on them because that's what happens.
Is that what the jackets are there for?
No, that's to hide the unattractiveness. Jesse Kimball.
Hey.
4 weeks in a row. How does it feel?
It feels pretty good. I actually was nervous about asking if you wanted me here because I knew that that argument had taken place.
Let's rewind. Let's give the people at home.
Because I actually think I missed most of this.
I also don't know the argument.
Let's pull back the curtain real quick and we'll talk about it just briefly. We won't get too much into it, but we have that Podzilla 1985 chat that we always talk about. That is
legendary.
Legendary. Myself, Jesse, Asa, Hunter, Cody, Tanner, and Dalton.
Yes.
And today, for whatever reason, I was putting together the notes for tonight's show and I mentioned Colin Kaepernick.
Colin Kaepernick.
Who over the weekend got in a lot of hot water because he refused to stand up for the national anthem. Now, the reason I mentioned it today was because this is how little I paid attention over the weekend. I was under the impression that he just didn't stand up. Not that he had an agenda, but that he just didn't stand up. Much like, you know, at the Olympics when she didn't put her hand over her heart for the national anthem. I thought that that was this case. But it turns out that Colin Kaepernick actually said he specifically did not stand up because he was not going to support a flag and a song and a country that oppressed black people and people of color. And I mentioned in the chat that I thought that was, I didn't agree with it. It's not that I don't agree with the sentiment because clearly there are problems. We all know that. I just disagreed with the way he said it. I don't know. There was something about it that bothered me. Maybe it was because I kept thinking you say it like the entire United States is this awful place. When it's not, the United States really is one of the best countries in the world. We have a lot here that is good. We have a lot that is bad. And I just took offense to it. I don't know why. I just did. Well, it started a debate about, I don't even know how we switched subjects from Colin Kaepernick to protesting police murder to me saying, well, where are all these celebrities when it comes to Chicago or, you know, place inner cities where people are getting killed every day. Black people are being murdered every day and no one's going down there and standing up for their rights. And Jesse and I got into this debate about it, and then Hunter jumped in, and Tanner jumped in, and it actually did get pretty heated. Like, there was a point where we were all pretty upset with each other. And then I realized that I truly believe we were all on the same side, that none of us want to see anyone die.
We were just arguing the particulars.
We're arguing the particulars, and I think when you argue the particulars, it really hurts the message. You know, I tried to cut it off and I tried to say, yeah, you know, it's fine. I misspoke. I was wrong. Let's just cut it off there. And it did, but I don't think it was till someone made a Harambe joke that maybe it officially cut off. But man, my memories of things are hazy at best.
So glad those are still going.
Yeah, so glad.
They're the funniest thing.
Funniest thing. I think it actually got cut off by the picture of the Punisher.
That
it was Dalton's toy Punisher.
Ganfield.
Ganfield was the next post.
I don't know what that is. I just saw it today from Shauna Schwain.
I don't like Ganfield.
It's not as good as Garfield minus Garfield. That is the superior Garfield-related internet comic.
So, Ali, Ganfield is like this weird Garfield mock-up. I don't understand it. That particular one I thought was funny. I went through about 18 of them, and I don't get it.
Yeah, it looks like it's following the formula of Garfield, but
weird.
But
yeah.
It's like this. It's like if Aubrey Plaza's character in Parks and Rec wanted to do a parody of Garfield.
That works.
I have to show it to you because it wasn't particularly funny, but I thought that one thing was funny. But yeah, you know, whatever. But that ended the argument, and we all stopped fighting because if there's two people in the chat that can really do damage from arguing, it's me and Jesse. Because I think everyone else, and Hunter I put almost up there, because Hunter can get very animated when it comes to arguing. and he's a smart guy, so he can go toe-to-toe with you on just about everything. But, you know, Cody, God bless him, backs off very quickly because he doesn't want to fight.
That's true.
The smartest man right there, honestly. The man that knows that arguing on the internet does nothing.
Especially amongst your friends.
Right. Yeah. Tanner actually messaged me separately and said, I agree with what you're saying. And I'm like, I know you do.
You, shocker.
You agreed with him in the actual group chat.
Right. You know, like, you're not really dropping a bombshell on me, but I appreciate it. I appreciate the sentiment. And then Dalton, like, it doesn't matter what he says because no one cares. I don't think he has an opinion on things. No, I'm just joking. Dalton, I care what Dalton says. But he didn't jump in.
No, he didn't. I don't. And I think Asa was also absent for most of this. Asa was absent for it. Well, yeah, you mentioned earlier.
Just like I'm absent for most of the...
Yeah.
Like, I saw part of it as it was happening, and I just kind of was like, nah.
It's best to avoid it. Like, looking back at it, it really is like, I thought, what were we arguing about? Like, I thought, what are we arguing about? We all think that death is bad. We think murder is bad. Police killings need to stop.
It really is just all semantics, like you said. Like, everyone was on the same side of it. It's just like, it's like that episode of South Park where they do the atheist church. And it's, so there's the three warring factions of atheists. But the only thing they're arguing about is what they should call themselves. Also, Cartman wants a Nintendo Wii.
Well, everyone did at the time. Allie, I was going to say, this is religion, isn't it? This is the Christian religion. You have people with the same ideas, but they argue about semantics, and then they all form
branch
their
apart.
Own, basics of it. What is it? Yeah, Protestant.
Well, Jews. Protestant covers everything that's not Catholic.
Okay,
in terms of Christianity.
Yeah, Jews is apart. There's a difference.
The way she said that made, like, what you said was Jews is, but I heard juices.
Juices.
Juices. Like, is that what Nate is?
What?
That's, if he's not, it should
the
be.
The Jews for Jesus.
Oh, juices.
Juices.
So yeah, that was very much a stupid argument. I'm glad it's over. Now we can get back to saving the world.
Yeah.
We're going to start with this
one
show tonight.
One podcast at a time.
One podcast at a time. This show tonight. Tonight's show is brought to you by Cloud Comp. No, I'm sorry. It's brought to you by Chuck and Clouds, 1031 Broadway, Missouri, here in Cape Girardeau. They've got a competition, Cloud Comp.
Yeah.
That's going to happen on September 10th, a day before 9/11's anniversary. Good for them. I don't know what that meant. There's a reason I want to talk about this, because I want to read you some of the prizes. So, in the unregulated class, because what I understand, Asa, you said this is a competition where you literally try to blow the biggest stack.
Honestly, like, I have no idea what this is. All I know is my basic understanding of the parody that is the Vape Nash.
Vape Nash!
I think that's an H3H3 bit, because I see it on Reddit every once in a while.
That's fantastic.
This is basically just like, who can make the biggest cloud, or maybe like they're going to do tricks. Cause I've seen like gifs of like, oh, I can make a jellyfish, and they're actually kind of neat. But every time I see one of those videos, the person doing it looks exactly like you think they would.
Right.
Like the like, oh yeah, you're definitely someone who can do tricks with your vape.
Yeah.
You've spent this much time
and money.
Cause like I hear people talking about college. Like a lot of people talk about vaping as like it's a money saver because you can do that instead of smoking cigarettes. But then you've got these people that are vaping. Like I know a guy that, and when I say I know a guy, he came in here to Gaming Grounds because we have a vape store right next door
and one right up the street
One right up the street. There's
Chuck and Clouds.
They're literally like reproducing like rabbits, but,
six in Cape.
Pretty soon Donald Trump's going to put them across the wall.
They're going to pay for it.
So
actually, no, they're going to make them think there's a wall, but it's just a wall of clouds.
It's just a vape wall.
So dude comes in
Walk through the flavor, bro.
And of course, you know, I can see him coming because they're walking like choo-choo trains outside.
Right. The choo-choo train. They're getting ready for this contest, Cloud Comp.
Exactly. So he walks in the door and he starts to take a hit from his vape thingy. And, I tell him immediately, like, no vaping in here, man. Sorry. And he's like, well, it's just water vapor. I know, no vaping. And so he blows it outside, and then he just starts talking about his little rig there. He's like, yeah, I spent $400 on this thing. It's a custom made. Like,
it gets
I had
in
to,
depth. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I had to buy a special order of super battery to power it.
It's like the douchebag's version of a car. Didn't like, this is my new car. I souped it
which
up.
Which is sad because, boy, do douchebags love their cars.
Oh, yeah. Will Simmons, if you're listening.
And again, I'm saying this as someone who works at a video game store and just recently started PC gaming. So, I mean, I'm fully aware of the crowd that I could surround myself with.
You're dipping your toes in the douchebag pool.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't want to get too far.
You just got to be real careful. As soon as you start bragging about specs to people, that's when you know you have a problem.
Calvin. I remember a certain somebody. Well, yeah. I remember a certain somebody.
Who will remain nameless. Let's call him C. Alvin.
C. Alvin.
C. Alvin H. Bear.
No, H. Bert.
H. Bert.
H. Bert.
Herbert. There was a gentleman that used to come in here that brought his rig in occasionally. And would brag about it. Jesse, you remember this person?
Which
larger
rig?
Than life personality.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
In a roundabout
way. I get
way.
It.
Yeah. The reason I bring this up is because vaping is terrible. And I want to read off some of the prizes to this. And fans, if you know what the hell I'm talking about,
email us.
Don't email us.
And I
just
will say,
go enter the competition. The contest.
I want to say real quick, though, I don't think vaping is terrible. Vaping is actually a great alternative to cigarettes.
We talked about this earlier. Vaping started as like a cool thing. It's like you can not smoke. You can still get that same kind of feeling, but
it's a safer way to ingest nicotine.
Right.
It's a smokeless tobacco.
Right.
But without seemingly the majority of negative side effects of chewing or
But people took it for too cigarettes. Far.
Because it's basically you're getting is like nicotine inside water vapor with some flavor.
But they took it too far.
Well, yeah, like you get enthusiasts are ruining it.
Yeah. The ones that, like you said, we're right next to one here. They get out of their car with backpacks.
Literally. And boxes. Yeah.
And I don't know what they're taking over there.
I don't either.
Or what they're packing up. But I can't help but feel it's not cheap.
I'm starting to wonder if it's kind of like a legitimate seafood restaurant.
It's legitimate.
Down on Fountain.
Which is up for rent right now.
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
Does the legitimate seafood not do well?
Another legitimate business can move right in there. Okay, so keep it in mind that this is for a blow smoke contest. Here are your prizes.
Donald Trump should win, or he'd win in a heartbeat.
Because he's blowing
smoke.
Guys,
I'm funny. Topical humor.
In the unregulated class, also, I don't know what unregulated means. I guess this is like illegal street racing. This is the unregulated
vape pens. And see, part of it, like, because that person that was bragging about his $400 rig, like, he was talking about how unsafe his rig could become. Because he had to special order that super battery
in
it.
That's
and
a thing.
It could pop.
Yeah.
Like, I've actually seen videos of people with their, like, vape boxes blowing up in their hands. See,
there was a kid, a month ago on the news that had a vape pen. It was actually his friend's vape pen, and he was smoking it, and it popped and blew, like, part of his cheek off.
See, and I always assumed it was based on the amount of nicotine you could put into your system because, like, CJ vapes or did or
yeah.
something.
Oh, yeah.
And he was talking about, like, how he had his set up, like, he could get more nicotine than if he smoked, like, four cigarettes at a time.
Well, because the way he put it was that, like, the standard vape pen doesn't have enough nicotine for him. Like, he needed more nicotine in his smoke. So he custom modded his vape pen to increase the amount of nicotine intake.
I'm telling you, people are treating these vape pens like they're goddamn lightsabers.
Yeah.
Like, I took out the blue crystal, I put in this super unstable crystal.
Yeah, but you're going to tell me Knights of the Old Republic, you found that purple lightsaber, you didn't immediately, like, yeah. Because this was before Sam Jackson ruined it.
It's true.
Ruined is a harsh word.
Ruined.
Aw.
Sam Jackson ruined Star Wars. Asa said it.
Yeah.
That's
not, only him.
Only him.
Also,
it was just Sam Jackson's
fault. I feel like the guy that invented the vape pen probably didn't intend for someone to basically smoke four cigarettes at once.
It's like if you saw, if Henry Ford saw, like, one of the crappy, like, cars that we see driving up and down Broadway. Just like, yeah, this is what people chose to do to your invention.
Like when Chad, my friend Chad, had a Dodge Neon and he decided to soup it up. He put, he put a...
Souping up a Dodge Neon.
I think he put a fin on it. I'm pretty sure he tried to put nitrous on it. I'm wondering if he did, actually.
Well, yeah. Did he just add, like, a red sticker on the gear shift? So it's like, no, that's the nitro button.
Chad had a sticker on his window that said, I'm that racer your mama warned you about.
No.
On with his neon. Little Dodge Neon. Is that true? My understanding is that neons can be great rally cars.
Don't mess with those lame ass like wannabes. That's the racer. That's the racer.
That's what mom said. If you're gonna mess with a racer, get a legit one.
Get someone who could win.
So here are the prizes.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna talk about vaping more. These people are the worst.
Third place is premium juice. Speaks for itself. Second place is.
Does it?
Well, I mean, it gets worse.
That's what they called me in prison.
Premium juice? Oh my. Isn't that what Jesus was?
No, he was a premium juice. No,
he was, he was king of the juice.
Oh, so he was better than premium.
Yeah.
He was. God damn. Second place is premium juice and goon RDA.
What?
And. I don't know what these words mean. To like a chemistry final.
And then first place is Alpine DNA 200.
All right, I got to know what goon RDA is.
I'm guessing it's the 200th edition of the Alpine DNA.
Goon is a fantastic movie featuring Sean William Scott about and hockey.
Liev Schreiber.
Yep.
Yeah. Jordan made me watch
that. Who's not in it nearly as much as I thought he was going to be.
I also didn't like that Sean William Scott like had like a mental disorder.
See, I kind of did.
Something.
I kind of did. That was
kind of odd. In the regulated class, pretty much the same, but the second place gets Limitless Plus. Not just Limitless, Limitless Plus.
And which implies that there would in fact be a limit on the Limitless, so that then you could get the Plus version.
You think they understand that?
I'm assuming this is the top of the line. This is like the really.
The apex.
Yeah.
This is the
18650 tube class.
Oh, damn.
You get Alpine DNA 133 and Hue RDA.
Okay, so I had to look up a goon RDA. I needed to know what it was.
This is exactly how I felt on Nerd Up a couple weeks ago when Jesse was talking about all the ARG. And then you convert the Alpine Plus into binary.
And it
gives you a bank account number.
And premium juice.
Okay, so from what I can tell here, this is a nozzle to a vape box. A custom, I guess, nozzle to it, the Goon RDA. I can read you the stats here because I still don't completely understand.
The stats!
It's 24 millimeter. It has a half-inch drip tip. It's a standard 510 connection, a copper screw, a gold-plated bridge post, gold-plated steel clamps, hybrid safe, PEC insulators, and positive and negative bridges are easily replaceable. I don't know what any of that means.
It's like you're talking cars to me.
You want
to
take a stab at a price for this
the Goon RDA?
The Goon RDA?
Well, considering the cash stainless price steel. For this is $500 grand prize. I'm assuming the Goon RDA is at least $100.
It is $60.
Oh, well.
Is that a lot? See, I don't like, is that a lot?
Is that a long term of vaping?
To me, I actually briefly did look into getting a vape pen time ago because I heard you could get them without nicotine. And my friend
Lily. But you don't smoke.
Correct.
And you've never smoked.
Correct. But I have smoked a vape pen. Like my friend Lily had one early in the days of vaping.
And I want to say vaping has become one of those things where like if you see someone that vapes, because this has happened to me at least 3 times in the store, and they tell you, or you tell them you don't vape, the first thing they say is, want to try my pen? You want to suck my vape?
And like for a random stranger? No.
I've never taken any out.
My very good friend Lily, this is, she had one before Cape had even a single shop. That's not true. There was a kiosk in the mall. Was the only place in Cape County to buy vape materials at the time.
The good old days.
The good old days.
Those were the days.
So
I do long for those days.
Lily had one that was, I don't even remember what the flavor was now. I think it was just orange. And like
that definitely is the early days because now they get real intricate. Have you heard of this Hue RDA?
Have blood orange.
So yeah, like I tried it and I was like, well, this is actually delightful. And you know, we were out, we were all drinking. Like it was me, Krista, Lily, and several other people. And yeah, that was that. And then she told me, well, you can get one that doesn't have nicotine in it. Neat. I might look into that. They were $50 for like the whole thing. Like you get the whole thing and some juice with it. And I was like, oh, sweet. That's not bad at all. And yeah, $60 for the mouthpiece.
I enjoy popsicles.
Yeah.
I got a box of them.
I was waiting for a follow-up. I like turtles.
I mean, obviously
turtle popsicles in my freezer right now.
When I sobered up, I realized that it was a dumb idea. but there for a while, alcohol. I almost made a drunken order. I regret it.
The cause of and solution to all life's problems.
I said, I don't mind that as much as like a smoking alternative. Cause if it means less people are smoking cigarettes, then that's great. The longer it's out and like the more studies people are actually doing on it, it's like, yeah, so it turns out putting that much water vapor into your system is bad because now it's like giving it can give people pneumonia.
I feel
if you're already like susceptible to it. Like Calvin was saying something like that earlier today.
It's
that's completely
be,
unsubstantiated, but
it's got to be like diet soda. Like everyone, when they started drinking diet soda, and this is not because Jesse's drinking a diet soda, I assure you, but when people started drinking diet soda, it's like, well, this is an alternative soda. It's less sugar, et cetera, et cetera. This is better for you. Yes, it is. But if you drink so much of it, it's still bad for you.
Yeah,
like
right.
Vaping. Vaping is a good alternative to smoking. But when you alter your vape pen to give you the sensation and, you know, of four cigarettes at once, you're not doing it
right. There are also plenty of people that have a vape pen and smoke regular cigarettes.
CJ.
Which is just
vaped
real
and
silly.
Smoked, yeah.
But no, like the other thing with like that much nicotine, like pumping that much nicotine into you all at once is bad for several reasons. Nicotine by itself is bad for your heart.
Right. It's not good for you. It's not like nicotine's the safe part of the cigarette.
Yeah.
Like there's
it's significantly safer than tobacco.
Yeah.
Especially like what you get in cigarettes, but
I've always said I love tobacco. I do. Because it's the only product that they stamp on the box, do not smoke this. It will murder you. And people are in here selling their life savings, their collections, just so they can get another carton.
You're not wrong.
Not wrong. My parents, my mom and dad smoked their entire life. I remember my mom tried to quit smoking multiple times. And to me, as an outsider, I would just tell her, just quit.
Yeah.
Just quit smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And she would say, you can't just quit smoking. I'm like, yes, you can. Just quit.
That was the exact same kind of like anytime I saw someone drink alcohol when I was a kid and they did the kind of like recoil. I was like, just drink, like, it's liquid, just drink it. Like, look, soda, I can drink this all day.
You see me recoiling?
Because it's just like, I was like, I didn't know. My mom had quit smoking because it ruined her honeymoon when she married my stepdad. They went away and she got, like, super sick, like, day two into it. So she goes to the doctor out there and he's like, the first thing he says once he gets like, so how much do you smoke? She told him, he's like, this is. Case closed.
Here's your bill.
Yeah.
Yes. My mom never did quit smoking. My dad never did quit smoking. They both smoked till the day they died. I mean, my dad had lung cancer from smoking is what killed him in the end, I think. In fact, yeah, I know it is. I don't think mom, she never got to the point where she died from cancer, but I'm sure it would have happened, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that people still smoke just boggles my mind. But
cancer's a dick anyway.
It really is.
Yeah.
Because well, my stepdad had quit smoking. Like he hadn't smoked in 15 years before he died, and he died of lung cancer. So like that just kind of happens.
Yeah. Well, there's so many people. It's kind of like Eddie Guerrero. I don't want to turn this to a wrestling thing, but Eddie Guerrero, who did so many drugs and so many bad things, but then quit
and then turned his life around.
Turned his life around and lived clean. It still
caught
up
to him.
Yeah, still killed him in the end.
And honestly, to get it back on topic, to tie it into wrestling, just briefly. I feel like, cause like going back, like, yes, it is a better alternative to smoking, but at this point, it's got such a bad reputation because of the enthusiasts of it.
Yeah.
It's why we don't openly talk about like pro wrestling to like new people that we meet. Like, oh yeah, I'm a huge wrestling fan because, oh, you're going to immediately associate me with wrestling.
Yep. NASCAR watching.
Yeah.
Sleeping with your sister.
Lawless Harley.
Oh.
Tap out.
Starting to be. Yeah, they wear tap out shirts now.
It's getting there.
It's that stigma.
Yeah.
And there's definitely a stigma around vaping.
The enthusiasts of any hobby are the worst part of a hobby.
Oh, that's absolutely true. I can't think of a single thing that the enthusiasts make it better. Like anything.
Like when you just run into anyone.
Yeah. Like religion. I really don't have a problem with religion per se, because I think religion is a good thing. Anything that makes people live better and treat each other right, But you meet the crazy religious zealots that ruin you on religion.
Z-bags.
Drinking. I don't have a problem with drinking. Like you know, two of the four people here drink socially, and there's no problem. You guys are responsible.
One of us did tonight.
Guess which one?
Two of us did tonight.
It's not the one you think. But
Allie, how dare you? We're going to record a show.
But then you get around people that's all they talk about.
Yeah.
The people that brag so much about getting drunk and I didn't know where I was this morning and stuff like that. And it makes me hate alcohol.
Mm-hmm. You know? And it's one of those things where I think Chris Hardwick was talking about it, like the difference between a nerd and like not a geek. There was some other term that he used. But it's like, there are people who can like these eclectic group of things and be very passionate about a particular subculture that isn't part of the mainstream. And they fit fine into normal everyday life. It's the people who cannot break away from their hobby long enough to have a conversation with someone who isn't interested in that hobby without turning it into a conversation about that hobby. So it's like, it'd be like if every time that we, like any new person that I met, like, oh, so where do you work? Oh, that's cool. Hey, so do you watch wrestling?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, like, so like last night, so just now on Talking Smack, like they had Heath Slater and Rhino as a tag, like.
Not only that, but that you also are wearing the wrestling shirt.
Yeah.
You're talking about what you did last month at wrestling. You're showing me pictures of it. I'm not trying to insult the man, but you take a Louis Benson and compare him to us. You know, Louis is a huge wrestling fan and is very outspoken about it and makes a lot of things about wrestling. We are huge wrestling fans, but wrestling. Oh, you squished that bug in your hand, didn't you?
I did. I just caught it.
That's disturbing.
But it was a mosquito. So
that's still no, disturbing.
That, I thank you for that.
Mosquitoes are vital, Jesse. They suck out the poison.
They actually did a study on it a few years ago. Like it would have almost zero impact on our ecosystem if mosquitoes were to suddenly not exist.
So you're telling me the mosquito is the penny of the insect world.
Yes. I am saying exactly that.
That we should take mosquitoes out of circulation.
They need to be.
Allie, I want to address this to you.
Okay.
So you joined this group of crazy people about a year ago. And you were not a big wrestling fan.
Correct.
Your ex-boyfriend was a big wrestling fan.
Correct.
So he pulled you into the world of wrestling.
Yeah.
How did you feel about that kind of enthusiasm that you saw from our group in wrestling? Did it scare you away from wrestling originally? Were you ever thinking, I don't want to be a part of this. I don't like these guys.
Not the people that like that are here. Not the people that I know through it.
But you have seen wrestling fans that make you not like wrestling or make you embarrassed to be a wrestling fan.
I really haven't encountered many because I don't talk to many people about wrestling.
Well, that's a good thing. It's like, cause more than likely, cause you've only been to one show now. Or did you go to CCW last time? Not the first time.
I went to the first one.
Okay. And then the WWE house.
Yeah.
Show.
So you've been to two shows now. Like, that's especially where you run into at the CCW show when the guy was like, he would check for weapons on their boots and stuff. And during the woman's match, the guy like three rows back, cop a feel.
Which I hit him back because during the match with the two guys, I yelled at the ref, cop a feel.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
I also just ignore people a lot of the time.
I was going to say, let's switch to a subject you're more familiar with, religion.
Yeah.
You're a religious person. Yeah. And I've said it before that you're one of the few religious people that I've met that didn't make me dislike religion because you never forced it on me. You explained it to me in a way that was both sensible and, I don't know what's the right word I'm searching for here, Jesse. Humility, maybe in a way, or,
accepting of your decisions?
Accepting of my decisions, not pushy, but I'm sure you've met people that are that way.
Oh yeah. And they assume you are.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
wrestling fans are the same way.
If they meet you and they realize that, oh, you go to church every Sunday, your father is a pastor, it's automatically, you think the way I do.
And same
you treat everyone else the way that I do.
PC gaming, Jesse, same way. If someone finds out you're a PC gamer, I think they assume.
That's literally almost any hobby. Okay, I cannot tell you how many times someone has come up and or told me, like, because you get the PC gamers in the store occasionally. They come in and realize quickly we don't have anything for PC because... Why?
Also, can I just say something to those gamers just real quick?
Go for it.
All the PC gamers that come in here and ask me if I have a copy of this game, you know as a PC gamer that PC, like physical PC games are rare. Why are you coming in here asking for this game when you know you can just get it online for cheaper because that's what PC gamers do?
But I want a used copy that has the one use download code that has already been used that maybe...
Well, then take your ass over to Goodwill, where they still sell them.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I got my Heroes of the Storm pack. $4.
Yeah. And I mean, that's a good pack. But people come in here and like most of the time they're just like, oh, well, that's cool. And then they look around and see the retro stuff. They're like, oh, well, yeah, this is still a cool store. But then some people are just like, well, this is a waste of my time. I only play PC games. But anytime that this comes up.
Yeah.
We do sell Steam cards here.
They don't know what Steam cards are. They're like, well, Steam. Okay, then you've never turned on a PC. That's what you're telling
me. You're clearly not an actual PC
gamer. You just got that new one from Walmart.
So anytime that I tell any of these people that I'm also a PC gamer, because I have been for years, like since 2004 was when I built my first gaming PC. And every single time I mention, yeah, I'm a PC gamer too, the first question, oh yeah, what's your rig? What's in your rig? Like, man, I built this thing.
And if you don't, if you don't have it all in your head, if you can't show them, they don't consider you a gamer.
I have.
Like, I get this look of disappointment when I can't tell them exactly what's in there.
If you can't do the stone cutter's handshake,
There's some memory involved.
There's a visual component. I can see the games.
Yeah. There was one time someone asked me a question about Doctor Who. Well, no, they asked, have you watched Doctor Who? And I've seen like a very few episodes. And I finally looked at him and go, I want to say yes, but I know you're about to ask me a question that I can't answer, so no.
So the minor background character in season 6, episode 19, whenever they did the secret handshake that was shown just very briefly, I mean, they didn't actually show it, but you could tell they were about to start it.
Yeah.
That's only in the extended universe novels.
I wish I had the quote, I had the soundbite up from The Simpsons where Homer becomes the voice of Poochie and he's doing the fan greet with the girl that does the voice for Itchy and Scratchy. And the kid goes, in the Itchy and Scratchy PC game, is there a way to get past the wizard in the dungeon without the key? And Homer's like, what the hell are you talking about? That's how I feel about enthusiasts sometimes.
Yeah. Actually, like, Allie's point brings up a whole separate thing that I hate with enthusiasts. They always feel the need to quiz you. Especially.
Comic fans.
Especially if you're a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, they always feel the need to like, oh yeah, you're a Batman fan? Well, in this issue of Batman, how did Batman handle this?
You're a Batman fan? So, on June 30th, 1972, what did Bill Finger have for lunch?
Who's Bill Finger?
Bob Finger?
Bob Kane?
Is that Kane. Who you're thinking of, Bob Kane?
No, because there's one that actually made Batman, and then there's the one who actually made Batman.
Are you even
like
a real fan?
Batman.
You even know who Batman is, dude?
I mean, Bob Kane
is. Yeah, he's my favorite.
Bob Kane made Batman.
You know, he can fly. He can.
He sucks blood.
He shoots bats out of his hands. Like, it's awesome.
He regurgitates into the mouth of his young.
But yeah, no, I hate the quizzing. Like, every single time. And like,
I feel bad because I did that to Carly Hinkelbein at the midnight release for one of the Arkham games. She was dressed up as like Robin. And I was like, oh, you're a big Batman fan? Oh yeah, I love Batman. And I asked her some basic questions. She didn't know any of it. And I went, I feel bad because I didn't mean to embarrass her. I thought she would have fun answering questions.
Well, yeah, because it's important to mention to the folks out there, Shannon's not being a complete asshole.
I wasn't trying to be.
He just, we did quizzes for prizes.
Yeah.
Like we would give out promotional material and stuff like that at these midnight events. And
the fun part, though, was when we would do it for stuff that had nothing to do with what we were releasing that night. Say, Elder Scrolls were coming out, and I went out and I quizzed people on the president, or who is the Speaker of the House, and stuff like that.
And your absolute favorite piece of trivia of all time?
What was the name of Jabba the Hutt's little friend resting on his shoulder?
Uh-huh.
And everybody would go, Chewbacca, get out.
I'm here for Madden, man. Out.
I know things look bad for you right now, but you can still turn things around. You could kill yourself. That was actually at the roast of Rob Lowe over the weekend. For whatever reason, Ann Coulter, I don't know if you're familiar with Ann Coulter is, but she's a right-wing idiot. Super right-wing. Like, I love Trump, put it in my butt, that kind of stuff. She showed up for Rob Lowe's roast for some reason, just to promote her book. And from what I have read, I've read some of the quotes and saw some of the clips. Every comedian on stage barely talked about Rob Lowe. They tore her apart. One of the people's talking about how awful she was and what a terrible piece of society she is. He said, but don't worry. You could turn it around. You could still kill yourself.
Wow.
See, I thought you were saying that she said that to Rob Lowe.
No. Yeah, I thought that's where that was going.
No one says that to Rob Lowe.
No.
To jump back real quick, because I'm not crazy, Bill Finger is the co-creator of Batman. But the reason you don't know that is because apparently Bob Kane did everything in his power until like right before he died to be like, no, Batman was me.
Remember what you
so
said?
So he had the initial idea, but you know that old, of him just in the mask and like the super bright red tights?
Mm-hmm.
That was Bob Kane. Bill Finger is the one who was like, what if we gave him like a cowl?
And what if we put him in black?
Like an actual, yeah.
Remember what you said earlier about you really need to stop looking up celebrity information after they're dead? Because it just makes you dislike them because they always do something terrible.
Which, well, for more on that, listen to PWU tomorrow for when we talk about the passing of Mr. Fuji.
Yes, and on Thursday we'll talk about Gene Wilder, but I couldn't find anything bad.
No, in actually, fact, all I found was great things.
Oh, yeah.
Like how he purposefully didn't talk about his disease because he wanted to
He didn't want children to have to question what's wrong with him or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. That's, God,
let's
damn
move past it. I don't want to be crying on air.
Okay, well, let's switch to a happier subject.
Oh, well, and, you know, like, so you say, you get talking about like, oh, and you know, gamers are the worst about that. You know who's the worst about that? And this does tie in what you're trying to move on to? White people. Especially racist white people. Because as a white person, they see you and they're like, oh, I can make a racist joke and they're going to be A-okay with it.
That's a fact.
Like that is a fact.
Like when a group of us got out of work at the restaurant that I work at, and we were all still in uniform, we said, "Oh, let's go get Chinese food." So we go to one of the Chinese buffets in the area, and as I'm standing getting a plate of food in my hand, a woman comes up to me who very much looks like a Trump supporter before he was really a thing, and says, "Do you know when they're going to put out any more of this chicken?" Like, I don't work here, so no. Oh, yeah, I should have known. You're not one of those chinks.
Oh!
Woo!
And then just kind of walks away as I'm standing there, mouth open, like...
Befuddled.
Why is it okay to say this?
Yeah.
Like, because you're white.
Exactly.
When I was in high school, I went to a very black school. I did. And we used to run laps all the time. And then there was these two white guys that were not running. They were just sitting over there, like, just hanging out. And as I was running, they called me over. I didn't like them to begin with because they were just kind of dicks. But as I went over there, they asked me, how can you, what, you know, why are you running with them? I'm like, who in particular? The niggers. And I was just like, really? Really? That's the first time I'd ever heard a racial slur. Like, that wasn't my dad.
Demeaning.
You know? Yeah. White people, man.
Yeah, they're the worst.
We really are. I'm just glad I'm Irish. Jesse, me, and you.
That's right.
We can claim.
I have Irish in me, too.
You did last night.
Dear God.
I don't know why I high-fived.
I don't either.
I don't even know what
we're
that joke
gonna
means.
We're just going to drop the last, like, 3 minutes of this.
Do you have a boyfriend anyway?
not anymore.
Grand closing.
It's like the Family Guy episode where they show the founding of Quahog. It's like, land will be free for all people. Well, not all people. Like, not black people or Asian people or the people who are here or Mexican people or women or anyone who's not Christian. Yeah. So, and not even, but like really white, like super white. So no like Irish or it's like only Irish, Scots, and British. So no Italians or
no, you don't want
anything
them
like that.
No.
And even only some Irish.
Yeah.
And only some of the Scots.
Yeah, because the Irish were the original slaves.
Yes,
in the colonies.
We were persecuted quite a bit.
The indentured servitude, which is a little different. But
technically, you could work your way out of it.
Technically.
I find it odd that if ever I've talked about that in front of somebody, if ever I've said, well, I'm Irish, and one, they always go, no, you're not. And that...
I mean, you already dropped the N.
Oh, I'm going to drop more of them, too.
How about no?
No, and I'm not saying it in a humorous way. There's stuff that I have here that I'm going to read.
Quotes.
Yeah, quotes. So if you are offended by racial slurs, you know, do not listen to the rest of the show because it's going to get serious real quick. But whenever I say I'm Irish, first thing that people say is one, they don't believe me for whatever reason. Like it's so far-fetched that someone would be Irish.
Well, now are you holding your pot of gold?
I don't drink.
We don't have red hair.
Underneath the rainbow? Or?
Right.
Because nobody believes me either. Like they look at me like, nothing about you is Irish.
Unless you look like goddamn Seamus. I just assume you're just...
And then everyone just assumes he's faking his accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the second thing they do is if you ever mention the Irish slavery and stuff like that, like, it's like we don't have the same right to feel bad about that black people have about their slavery, which is awful, of course, but I feel like it's pretty bad either way, isn't it?
Well, it is, but the advantage that we as the Irish have is that we don't have built-in racism that lasted for another, you know.
No, because thankfully we're still current. We're like, still white.
Yeah, we're still white.
We're still white.
So, like, once
you just fix your accent and, like, oh no, well, limey, bollocks.
We started blending
okay,
in with the rest
vote
of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
We started blending in with everybody else and we're cool. But obviously, black people don't have that same luxury.
No.
So they've
plus moved
that
out of Ireland.
Yeah, moved out of Ireland straight into indentured servitude here in the good old States. Where, again, we worked our way out of it.
Became cops.
political figures, etc. But
wrestlers,
Irish need not apply, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, like it's one of those things though. We were still white, so our racism ended by the 1800s.
We're kind of like a Nightcrawler in the old X-Men, what was it called? Evolution series.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was technically a mutant, but he could put that thing on that made him look human, so then nobody would say anything bad about him.
Oh yeah, he had that like wrist thing.
Yeah, yeah. So we're kind of like that. Like, yeah, we technically came from a persecuted tribe of people, but we're white enough that unless we tell you we're Irish, you won't know.
Pretty much.
And then you won't believe us.
And then now the Irish people are loved because, you know, drinking is...
Because it gives you St. Patrick's Day.
Jesus Christ. Nothing makes me angrier than when everyone associates the Irish with drinking and potatoes.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
All right, so before we get to this other thing, because we only got 20 minutes left, and I really did want to talk about this. I used to work with a girl at Shoe Carnival named Melody. And I told Melody that I was from Ireland. And I had her believing I was from Ireland for weeks. And then I finally dropped the accent one day because I did a terrible Irish accent. And me and Melissa started laughing about it. And when Melody realized that I had just been messing with her for weeks, she beat the crap out of me. And it was funny.
You remember how Kevin used to do that?
Yeah, except his accent would constantly change.
He
would go from Irish to British, back to Irish, to American.
To Boston.
Mark Wahlberg.
Marky Mark's Boston.
Yeah. Yeah. God bless you, Kevin. Say hi to your mom for me. All right, so here's the thing I wanted to talk about, and I meant to talk about this for the entire show, but it's probably best we didn't, because everybody seems to be in a good mood, and that mood's about to drop real quick. I told Jesse and Allie and Asa that I wanted to talk about Emmett Till today, and if you don't know who Emmett Till is, which I was
surprised.
Are
you saying Emmett Till or?
Emmett Till.
Okay.
Two names. Allie knew who he was through history class.
Yeah.
I was legitimately surprised that they taught about him in history class because I never heard about it in history class, and I went to a very urban school. Emmett Till was a 14-year-old black child who lived in Chicago. He came down to Mississippi to visit family in the summer of 1955, in August, actually. So while he's down, he is dared at some point to talk to a white woman because he's bragged that he's talked to white women before. He had a white girlfriend. So he's in this shop with this woman, Carolyn Bryant. And at some point he makes a pass at her allegedly. And the only thing that they can agree on is that he whistled at her. Did the wolf whistle?
Cat call.
Yeah. In fact, in the papers, he was known as it was called like the wolf whistle murder. Because what happened is eventually, Carolyn Bryant's husband, Roy, finds out and
of course his name's Roy.
Of course. And he and J.W. Milam, I can't pronounce his name correctly, they go to where he's staying with his family. They basically say, we're white, let us in. And the guy does let them in because back then you didn't really say no.
Because you didn't, yeah. If you said no, it was just going to make it a whole lot worse.
Right. What they did is they interrogated the boy, as they called him. I say boy because he's 14, but now I feel bad about saying boy. So, the child, the teenager, they drag him out and torture him. They pistol whip him. They beat him mercilessly. They take him down to the Tallahatchie River and ask him if, because this whole time, they specifically say we were never able to scare him. They had filled him so full of that poison that he was hopeless. They were just going to scare him. You don't whistle at a white woman. Are you crazy? This is 1955. We're just going to scare this boy. Their words. When they couldn't scare him, they shot him in the head, and then they put barbed wire around his neck, attached it to a fan of some kind, I believe, and then threw him in the river.
It's like a cotton gin fan.
Yeah, and tossed him in the river. His body was found 3 days later. They burned his clothes, burned the evidence. It took the jury a little over an hour to acquit both of them. All white jury. And one of the jurors said that they would have come back with the verdict sooner, but they'd stopped to get a soda because they wanted to stretch it out to make it look good. The reason I bring this up is because this weekend is the 61st anniversary of this horrible, horrible thing. And I don't know if you don't know who it is, I have no real reason for bringing it up other than the fact that this is something I feel like you should know about. Because there are a lot of people that don't know who Emmett Till is. They don't know his story. You think about injustice back in that time period, but you don't really put a face to it because you just assume so many black people were hung and murdered and lynched and killed and all this that it was so common. It's hard to put a face to that tragedy. You just know it happened. It's history. But this particular guy, his mother demanded an open casket because she wanted the world to see what had happened to her son. Mm-hmm. And I don't recommend that you look it up if you were squeamish.
No,
it
yeah. Is... Like, the pictures are available, but don't.
Yeah.
Don't.
It's bad. He looks deformed. He looks like a monster.
Because they, well, yeah. One, they beat him, like you said, mercilessly. Like, yeah. He was beaten terribly, but also spent 3 days underwater.
Right.
Which and, does terrible which, things.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the guys that did it, like I said, they were both acquitted. We talk about injustice now, and there are a lot of people that say that it's gotten better. Has it?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely gotten just, a lot better than
it's
that.
It's empirically yeah. gotten better because yes. now,
now we don't lynch
there's
people
equal
in the
rights.
Street.
There are, you know, well, there's voting, there's, you know.
Like there would, that would not have been an all-white jury. They right. would have felt some sort of guilt.
There
like,
would have been an actual trial.
Yeah.
These guys wouldn't have just gotten away
it
with it.
Because have been at that point, an hour.
Yeah, they really just don't, they, back in 1955 and before, and I mean, even a little while later, I mean, even now, a lot of white people back then didn't value black people as human beings.
No, a lot of people still don't.
But
value.
Yeah, that's, but that was the that was the but that was the majority yeah. consensus. Yeah.
Like instead now, it's the quiet minority. No,
well, not so quiet anymore. But right. thankfully, the majority of those people are now old and dying and are and yes. going
for,
to be dead
and voting for Trump.
That's yeah. gonna be their, like that's gonna be their dying thing. Like, I can do something right with my life, Trump.
And I have a couple of Trump supporter quotes here. And this is the other reason I bring this up is because what I've read about Trump supporters, not all of them, I think it's important to say not all Trump supporters are crazy racist. They're not.
Just the most, the majority.
Just the vast majority of them. I a like few of them are just uninformed.
Yeah, I was going to say some are just misguided.
Yeah.
But there are some that are truly despicable. And I have a couple quotes from that.
Which, and I will say before you get into the quotes, I want to say what I said whenever you were telling me this idea this afternoon.
That's not a huge stretch.
When I was like, yeah, so you want to equate Trump supporters to old-timey racists. That's just a real short line.
not just old-timey racists. I want to read to you what J.W. Milam said in Look magazine. He told a writer for Look magazine, William Branford Huey, after the acquittal, that their intentions were to scare Till, but they couldn't. And this was his quote about it. And you're going to say, well, this is the worst thing I've ever heard in my life, and it is. But there are things that are said in this that sound so similar to what you would hear now from a Donald Trump supporter, and I'll point those out. And again, if you are offended by bad language and racial slurs, I apologize in advance. This is a quote from J.W. Milam in Look magazine. He said, well, what else could we do? He was hopeless. I'm no bully. I never heard a nigger in my life. I like niggers in their place. I know how to work them. But I just decided it was time a few people got put on notice. As long as I live and can do anything about it, niggers are going to stay in their place. Niggers ain't going to vote where I live. If they did, they control the government. They ain't going to go to school with my kids. And when a nigger gets close to mentioning sex with a white woman, he's tired of living. I'm likely to kill him. Me and my folks fought for this country, and we got some rights. I stood there in that shed and listened to that nigger throw that poison at me, and I just made up my mind. Chicago boy, I said, I'm tired of him sending your kind down here to stir up trouble. God damn you, I'm going to make an example of you, just so everybody can know how me and my folks stand.
They're going to run the country, which, boy, that would be bad for people like him, wouldn't it?
You mean racist?
Yeah.
By the way, racist who lived a full life, acquitted. Lived their whole life.
Not an ounce of guilt.
While 14-year-old Emmett Till was brutally murdered for whistling at a white woman.
I remember hearing the going over that in history class, and it was just a very quiet class for kind of a rowdy class on a common day, normal day. And I think he actually had, because I blocked most of the image out of my head, but he had a picture on a slide, and he told anyone, you can look away, but there's...
Do you have Bradshaw?
No. This, I had, oh my goodness, Vines.
I didn't know he wasn't there when I was there.
I had Bradshaw later, but this was one of my favorite history classes that I took.
And he had the picture of Emmett Till in the casket. I've always said that, you guys always ask me, why do you go to Live Leak? Why do you look at stuff like that? It's reasons like this, because if you watch the news today, if this were to happen today, more than likely, at least the local news and probably a lot of the major networks would not show the picture of Emmett Till in his coffin.
I think they would. I mean, we got to see, like, we've seen several. I caution you, what you're about to see is very graphic.
But they blur it out. They censor it.
Would more than likely switch it to like black and white.
It is in black and white.
Well, like, because it had to be.
Today.
Oh, okay. I mean, like, yeah, today, yeah, they would.
But I feel like in some way they would censor it. And I feel like you should see the uncensored news. You should see how things really look. Like, every time you hear about the war, you hear about war in Iraq, you hear about all these other things. People, you watch the news, you see shots going up in the air, you see people standing around, and you hear an explosion in the background. Go and look at how it actually is when you're seeing people laying around, body parts blown apart, kids' heads half exploded. And maybe I'm wrong. Tell me if I'm wrong.
And we've talked about this before.
If you see this, maybe someone that sees this, they see the atrocity for as it actually is less likely to support it, or more likely to maybe in the future people won't do it anymore.
Well, and we've talked about it before, and I think that very much, like you say that, like it's just a broad sweeping statement that applies to everyone.
Nothing applies to everyone.
And I don't think it does at all.
It's one thing I found out.
Cause like, I'm very much aware of what's going on. Like, I keep myself informed, I like to think. I don't need to see the actual, like, dark, gritty details to have a better understanding of it. Like, that will do nothing for me, but make me squeamish and regret looking at it.
But there are people who would see that and go, I didn't know it was like that.
I'm not saying it wouldn't apply to anyone. I'm just saying, like, the way that you put it is it's that, oh, no, everyone has to see this all the time, always, otherwise nothing will ever change. And I don't think it's that at all.
Do you think that the news should be censored?
No.
Like, you know,
I mean, but I think there's a difference between censorship and, okay, we're just not going to show a specific, like, scene of just gore and terribleness.
And to me, and it's just my point of view, and I could be wrong. I usually am. But to actually see something, to see it for what it is versus hearing about it or being told the details is different. I look at things differently when I've actually seen it versus being told this happened.
Right. And that's you. That's not how everyone processes information or, and like I said, like there are people that, yes, it would probably benefit them and they would have a greater understanding of everything.
I mean,
if they did see it. Well, like, I'm not one of those people. And I don't think that everyone who avoids that kind of stuff is like, I don't think I'm hiding from it.
No. And maybe I want to point out that I don't think that people that don't look at that stuff are ill-informed or they don't care.
Like, there's people who will avoid that, but then they will also avoid everything. Like,
yeah.
People who knowingly keep themselves uninformed,
yeah,
they maybe just open your eyes and look at this thing because you do need to know what's going on.
Well, Hunter said in the group chat today when I made a statement that I was raised basically told that if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Because I was told that. Mm-hmm. A lot, all the time. Here's this terrible thing that's happening. If you're not a part of the solution, you're a part of the problem.
And most of those people were just asking for your money.
probably too naive to realize it at the time. But, you know, Hunter said, well, I know these things are happening. I don't rush out to do anything about them, but I don't feel like I'm contributing to it, you know? Mm-hmm. And in this way, it's just because you don't know, because you know about something that's going wrong and you don't do something about it, doesn't make you a bad person. Just because you know there's a video out there of a guy getting his head blown off in a robbery, but you don't look at it, doesn't mean that you're
like the
ignoring it.
Like the video of the reporter that got shot from the guy wearing the GoPro. Like, I haven't seen that video. I have no desire to see that video.
That's a rough video.
I'm fully aware that a man came out of nowhere and shot two innocent people. I don't need to see it actually happen for the gravity of it to hit me.
I don't know why I do it.
I mean, there are some people, like, you're not alone in that you need to see it for the gravity to hit you. Because it's such a, it's
desensitized
world. Well, not even that. Just, like, it's almost an abstract idea to think about that. Like, it's almost like thinking of, like, I can't imagine $1 billion. Like, I can't put that in any kind of scale in my head. Like, I just hear a billion. And that's just a far away number that I just recognize as a lot. When I hear like two innocent people get murdered, I'm like, well, that's really terrible. But, you know, it's not like there are some people that having not seen that video, they wouldn't really understand like how terrible it is.
Yeah.
Like they would put the same thought and emotion into it as, Joe Bob stepped on a nail. That's really terrible. Two people got murdered. That's really terrible. But if they actually see it, you know, it gives you that gravity. But like right. Asa is saying, not everybody needs to see it to get the gravity.
And I think that was Emmett Till's mother. Her name was Mammy Till, which I almost didn't say because I thought it sounded like a joke. But that was her name, Mammy Till. That she wanted people to see the gravity of the situation. Right. She didn't want people to just read Emmett Till murdered.
And
she
wanted them to know. I think that's a strong stance to take. Like
especially for a mother burying her child. Yeah,
Especially back in 1955.
Yeah,
right. Because especially then, no, look, this is what racism is. There may not be slavery anymore, but they're clearly not. There's not equality.
Yeah.
Because most of the people would having not seen that picture, a little black boy got murdered.
But then you see that picture.
But it's his fault because he just didn't get scared.
Yeah, right. It's
of these two grown men.
I don't know what he was doing in Mississippi anyway. That's his fault.
According to the guys that murdered him, they flat out asked him right before he shot him, are we still equal? And he said, yes. And they shot him.
Well, they're certainly not equal.
They certainly
are
not.
But not in the scale they think.
No.
No.
And if you think that's awful, I'm glad people don't think that way anymore.
Well.
Or you're clearly mistaken. I have some quotes here from Trump supporters. And it's not just Trump supporters. Again.
This is just the pool that these were pulled from.
This is the fear right now.
It's 2016. You can be racist and not support Trump.
You can.
What a time to be alive.
But there's a fear that if Donald Trump, the kind of people that support him, could suddenly be louder, could have a forum.
Oh, they already are.
Yeah.
No,
you see how it is now.
So many of these people, it's like what I said earlier in the show about how people are, the racists, the people that think Emmett Till is okay, they had become the quiet minority.
Yeah.
Now that Trump is out, they have become significantly less quiet.
It's okay for me to think that this certain president is a certain word that I'm not supposed to say.
Yeah. Head of the Republican Party is A-okay with racism, so clearly it's cool.
And not just that, it's not even, maybe even racism, not against black people, but if you don't see any parallels between the way that these two monsters joked about and spoke about this black person and the way Donald Trump speaks about Mexicans,
Or Islamic people.
If you don't see parallels there, you're not looking. And you're purposely not looking.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the people that I'm talking to. The ones that know there's a problem, but ignore it and go, well,
yeah, but he's going to make America great again.
What does that mean exactly?
He's going to make America white again.
That was actually one of my favorite, That was one of my favorite things that I just saw on Facebook a little bit ago. Is it's like, so Colin Kaepernick says that he doesn't think America's great and everyone wants him to leave the country and he should lose his job. And Donald Trump bases an entire presidential platform on saying America's not great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And oh, he's the front runner.
You remember the Dixie Chicks?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Remember when speaking against your president was treason?
Treason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, you guys kind of talked about me and why I don't like to talk about Trump on the shows. And you're kind of all right, but it's because it brings out literally the worst type of people that are in this country.
Yeah.
It's the people who are full of hate. They're fear-mongering. They're victims of these sociopaths who prey on their prejudices and their fears to get their support and to get them all worked up to make them think that there's some phantom enemy and it's someone who just doesn't look like them.
Yeah.
And it's not entertaining. Not only is it not entertaining, but it legitimately upsets me. And I hate the fact that it's week after week after week. Oh, well, guess what Trump did this week? Let me guess. Something terrible. Huh. How about that? It's the same thing. Every single week, he just has this platform and he just does awful things. And the awful people that support him are also doing awful things. And everything about it just makes my skin crawl.
But there are some people that don't know the awfulness. There are some people that don't pay attention or are misinformed. Do I think this podcast is going to save the world? Absolutely not.
No. And at the same time, anyone who's listening to this show,
knows our stance.
I get the feeling we're not getting many first-time listeners that are I support Trump. I heard on the message boards that there's some fellas that talk about him sometimes. I don't think we're getting that crowd.
We sure do talk about him, though, to be fair.
Yeah, we do.
Let me hit you with some of these quotes real quick. You're going to like these quotes. First off.
I disagree.
First
given
off.
Everything I just said.
Mm-hmm.
To tie this back into what we talked about at the very beginning about Chicago and the violence in Chicago and stuff like that. I don't know if you guys heard. Dwayne Wade, Chicago Bull player. You know this story already, right?
Yes, I do. Because, hey, look, Trump said something stupid.
Not just stupid, but
ignorant, wrong.
I don't know the right word to
exploited
describe it.
A tragedy for his own personal gain.
There you go. Dwayne Wade, his cousin Nakia Aldridge, was shot and killed while she was pushing a baby stroller in Chicago. He sent out a tweet: "The city of Chicago is hurting. We need more help and more hands on deck. Not for me and my family, but for the future of our world, the youth." Donald Trump replied: "Dwayne Wade's cousin, by the way, he's been spelled Dwayne Wade.
Yep.
Dwayne Wade's cousin was just shot and killed walking her baby to Chicago. Just what I've been saying. African Americans will vote Trump." He then, an hour later, deleted the tweet and sent out a different tweet sending his condolences to the Dwayne Wade family.
Wait a minute. I repeat Donald Trump's tweet.
Dwayne Wade's cousin was just shot and killed walking her baby in Chicago. Just what I've been saying, African Americans will vote Trump. Because Donald Trump said that, he said that if elected, he could stop the violence in Chicago within a week. Chicago, probably one of the most violent cities in the world, definitely the United States, he could stop it in a week with his policies.
Well, yeah, I mean, like,
that he doesn't even know what they are.
Yeah, that he hasn't actually said what they are yet.
But it doesn't matter, because his insane rhetoric and racial prejudice will bring out those crazies. And I want to get to these quotes, because they're so good. These are, I researched this, by the way. I didn't just make these up. I actually did research today and found these quotes, which are all on YouTube. If you look these up, you can see this. Some of these are attributed to specific people, some are not. One person said, "Put them back in the fields where they belong," talking about African Americans. There was a Louisville student named Shia who was at a Trump rally attempting to protest, was pushed around and pushed out of it and called nigger cunt by multiple people as they're pushing her around for protesting. At a Phoenix Trump rally, 30-year-old Zach Thomas told an older Latino man, "Go fucking make my tortilla, motherfucker. Build that fucking wall for me. And I love Trump. Fuck you. I love my country." By the way, how it was very difficult for me to say tortilla. I cannot pronounce that word correctly.
Tortilla.
God damn it. In August 2015, two Boston men were arrested for beating up a homeless Latino man and told police Donald Trump was right. All these illegals need to be deported. And of course, this is my personal favorite. At a rally in Fayetteville, North Carolina, 78-year-old Trump supporter John McGraw. Love the name.
John McGraw.
Quick draw.
He hit a 26-year-old protester named Rakeem Jones as he was being escorted out of the event. And I remember that you probably saw this on CNN.
They're
walking the guy up, and this 78-year-old guy literally just sucker punches him. Says, yes, he deserved it. Next time we see him, we might have to kill him.
My God.
Yeah, because, and Trump praised that guy.
He did.
Then at the next rally. He's like, yeah, they look, my people know how to handle stuff.
Yep.
Just like that those Second Amendment people can handle Hillary.
Oh, wasn't that right around the time that Bernie Sanders gave up his, like, he was doing a rally, and a few black girls came up because they wanted to speak their mind about, like, they were protesting. Was this in Maryland? I don't remember. Either way, they were protesting a Black Lives Matter issue, and Bernie Sanders actually got down from the podium and let them talk at the podium. And I think that your Trump thing was actually, that was a comment about that. About how, like, see, my people know how to handle things. Like, this kind of stuff wouldn't happen at my rallies.
Oh, yeah. There is a Hillary Clinton ad going around right now. And by the way, if you think that we're just biased in favor of Hillary Clinton, I'm waiting for the emails to come out. If you don't think I won't skewer Hillary Clinton on this show, you are wrong. I will. We will.
I mean, a lot of those emails, like, they have released several of them.
Apparently, there's 15,000 more.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they released the first chunk of them. They're going to be releasing them periodically. The last chunk will come 4 days before Election Day.
Of course. Just to bury it real good. But there's a Hillary Clinton ad you've probably seen on TV that's talking about one wrong move. And I think it was either you or Lindsay. It's probably you, because I don't think Lindsay pays attention to politics.
It was me.
Who asked, why would she put that and not talk about the issues? Because you can't really talk the issues with Donald Trump. All
you
can do
is
fight
crazy with crazy.
You have to expose his craziness and hope that people realize it. Because all she did was she took actual clips of him saying things like, tell him we're going to fuck him up. And they bleeped it, of course. But it was just these crazy things that no president would ever say. And you wouldn't want the president to say.
Not in front of a live microphone and cameras.
Yeah. You know, when presidents used to say really terrible things and got caught by hidden cameras and hidden recorders, and they were impeached for it.
Yeah.
They didn't base their platform on it.
Oh, no, yeah, that's just the DNC.
Mm-hmm.
There's a thing I saw on Facebook that made me really happy, because it was like, if the election is about Trump, Hillary wins. If the election is about Hillary, Trump wins. Hillary wants the election to be about Trump. Trump wants the election to be about Trump.
I get that.
Yeah. I get it.
It's not really a joke. It's just, it's true.
Yeah. Well, that half of the stuff we were just talking about, I didn't intend for it to be entertaining or funny. I just feel like people should know. Because maybe there's someone out there who does listen to this show that doesn't know.
We've also put out the call multiple times
for
that
Trump
if there's
supporter?
Someone who's yeah. actually like legitimately believes that Trump will be a good president.
Come on the show.
To come on the show, we will talk about it. We're like not jump you, not insult
no.
you, not, you know, it's not going to be a gotcha podcast.
No.
Like,
we want to know.
Yeah.
We legitimately want to know why you support him.
It's too bad we've cut off all ties with the one Trump supporter we know.
I wouldn't say that.
I wouldn't say I'm
he
missing
tried,
him.
He tried to defend why gay marriage shouldn't be a thing, and
yeah,
that didn't go well.
Not at all. We won that battle. Go us.
Mm.
And we're out of time. I do want to leave you with this, though. This is a quote from Donald Trump. All of these people, when he was accused of having these supporters that were terrible and doing terrible things, and he defended them because you can't scare away your people. You need that support. He said, I will say the people that are following me are very passionate. They love this country. They want this country to be great again.
Oh, that was in reference to the Second Amendment, like his...
No, this was before that. This is just like when all of the violence started happening at the rallies, he said, well, yeah, no, it's just my people are passionate. They want this country to be great again so bad. This is how passionate they are. These people that call black women nigger cunts and tell Mexicans to go build that fucking wall for me and all these illegals need to be deported. Make America great again. And that's going to do it for us tonight. We'll be back tomorrow with Pro Wrestling Unscripted. We're going to talk about Mr. Fuji. And we're going to talk about our experiences at the Cape Championship Wrestling. That was a great show. It's going to be a good show. We'll see you tomorrow. Hopefully it's happier. And
don't see how it couldn't be.
You guys have a good night. And Jesse, since we never know when you're going to be off Tuesday again, why don't you go ahead and take us out?
Make America great again.
No.
No.
No. No.
No.
It's not how we're...
Allie, take a shot.
I don't want to do this. Asa? I'm sad now.
It's the last Mr. 100 and the 5-star man. Looking forward to our new Tuesday show. I give up.
Bye, everybody.
Everything's terrible.